Offside.
Litvansko-beloruski migrantski šah. Litva je na meddržavno sodišče vložila tožbo proti Belorusiji. Obtožujejo kršitve mednarodnega prava z domnevnim organiziranjem tihotapljenja migrantov čez skupno mejo in za nastalo škodo zahteva odškodnino. Kot je v ponedeljek sporočilo litvansko zunanje ministrstvo, se primer osredotoča na domnevno kršitev protokola Združenih narodov proti tihotapljenju migrantov po kopnem, morju in zraku strani Belorusije. Tožbo je Litva na meddržavno sodišče vložila po neuspelih prizadevanjih za razrešitev spora z dvostranskimi pogovori. Litvansko zunanje ministrstvo med drugim trdi, da poseduje dokaze, ki kažejo na neposredno vpletenost beloruske države v organizacijo tokov beguncev in migrantov, vključno s porastom letov iz Bližnjega vzhoda, ki jih opravljajo beloruske državne letalske družbe. Litva beloruskim oblastem očita, da so beloruske varnostne sile številne osebe pospremile do meje z Litvo in jih prisilile v nezakonito prečkanje. Prav tako beloruske varnostne sile obtožujejo, da nočejo sodelovati z litvanskimi mejnimi službami pri preprečevanju nezakonitih prehodov. Več o ozadju litvanske tožbe pove sogovorec Ritis Satkauskas, strokovnjak za mednarodno pravo in partner v odvetniški firmi Relax.
Yeah, so Lithuania submitted to the file the case accusing Belarus, obviously, of violating the protocol, which established obligation not to support illegal migration and to persecute, not to provide assistance to illegal migrants and criminal group, and not to protect the victims. So Lithuania is claiming that Belarus violated this information under the protocol by facilitating, supporting, and enabling the smuggling. Also, failing to take border measures to prevent the smuggling, as well as to failing to cooperate in exchange of information, and finally failing to preserve the rights of migrants and afford them assistance.
Težavnost tožbe je večplastna, v prvi vrsti pa jo otežuje predvsem dejstvo, da gre za kontinuiran konflikt, ki se nadaljuje že vse od leta 2021. Sodišče bo tako sprva odločalo, ali je Litva sploh upravičena do uporabe dotičnega sodišča za reševanje spora z Belorusijo.
In this situation the case is slightly more complicated because the question, the violations of the protocol are continuous in character. So the court will have to first decide whether such continuous dispute occurs and whether Lithuania is entitled in such situation to use the court's jurisdiction against another party to the protocol who accepted its jurisdiction with no reservation.
Za pričetek sodnega postopka je tako pomembno, da meddržavno sodišče odobri vloženo tožbo Litve. Več pojasni Satkauskas.
The most important part at this stage is the admissibility, whether the file, whether the application will be declared admissible. So the ICJ jurisdiction is compulsory and only the court only can embark on considering the case when both sides agreed to such jurisdiction. In this particular case, the Belarus did not object to jurisdiction as it could have done by adding a reservation to the protocol in question, but Lithuania did while acceding to the protocol, and the reservation effectively prevented Lithuanian reservation to the jurisdiction of the ICJ. Quickly prevented Lithuania from referring the question to the court earlier.
Kot razloži sogovorec, sta primarna cilja tožbe za ustavitev beloruskega kršenja protokola Združenih narodov proti tihotapljenju migrantov po kopnem, morju in zraku ter povrnitev škode in stroškov za gradnjo mejne ograje.
Application requests to stop the violations and to compensate Lithuania for the damages that the state's actions, Belarusian actions, done. In particular, and it has been aired recently, Lithuania is claiming damages, the cost of construction of the border fence. The physical barrier that had to be built in response to the uncontrolled migration from Belarus.
Velik del tožbe predstavlja tako imenovana beloruska instrumentalizacija migrantskih tokov. Evropska komisija jo je v svojem predlogu reforme šengenskega zakonika o mejah opredelila kot situacijo, v kateri tretja država aktivno spodbuja ali omogoča nezakonita gibanja migrantov proti zunanjim mejam Evropske unije z namenom destabilizacije unije in njenih držav članic. V primeru meje med Evropsko unijo in Belorusijo instrumentalizacija migracij pomeni, da beloruske oblasti migrante načrtno usmerjajo oziroma silijo v prečkanje meje z namenom destabilizacije države, vplivanja na njena dejanja in pridobitve gospodarskih ali političnih koncesij od nje. Sume instrumentalizacije migrantskih tokov v primeru Belorusije komentira tudi sogovorec.
One of the main claims or the aspects that the court could be pronouncing is the aspect of instrumentalization of migrants, which has been claimed on Lithuanian or regional level, but also on European level. We have witnessed these claims since the very beginning, accusing Belarus of instrumentalizing the asylum seekers, bringing them on purpose and sending them to damage the democratic systems in Lithuania and the EU.
Čeprav se obtožbe o beloruski instrumentalizaciji vrstijo, je to vrstno prakso zaenkrat še težko dokazati. Pravzaprav ne obstajajo veljavni kriteriji za oceno sovražnih namenov tretje države za destabilizacijo Evropske unije in njenih držav članic. Prav tako ni mogoče nedvoumno določiti, kdaj bi lahko določeno dejanje spodkopalo delovanje države. Takšno pomankanje pravne jasnosti pušča manevrski prostor političnim sporom glede možnosti umestitve določene situacije na mejah v kontekst instrumentalizacije. Zagato pokomentira tudi sogovorec.
However, so far we have only rejection in the case in European Court of Justice, P7222 from June 22 has indicated that any emergency based on such claim must be grounded. So the danger that these this migration, uncontrolled migration, presents to the government, to institutions, to the society must be grounded on facts and not declaratory. And so far, and a second time, the same argument has been heard in ECTHR, Court of Human Rights, hearing on pushbacks on the border. And the applicants claimed that these statements on the instrumentalization and the danger to the society and the measures taken in response were not substantiated. So there's no grounds, the factual grounds that would that could support such a position.
Ena od posledic tovrstne nejasne opredelitve bi lahko torej bila tudi diferencijacija obravnave prihajajočih migrantov iz tretjih držav na nacionalni ravni. Vendar pa bi litvanska tožba lahko predstavljala potrebno dokazno gradivo za demonstracije instrumentalizacije gibanja migrantov, katere je osumljena Belorusija, razmišlja Sautkauskas.
So in this case could, if the case is accepted, if the application is admissible, could embark on the explanation whether such instrumentalization occurred in fact in the present situation. But not only, obviously, the court could embark on other obligations defining scope of state obligation of the state parties to the convention, and in particular on the rights of migrants and the need to provide appropriate assistance on both sides.
Litva si z Belorusijo deli približno 679 km dolgo mejo. Ogradni mejne ograje je po podatkih Centra za vzhodnoevropske študije začela govoriti že leta 2014. Dela so se zaključila leta 2023, ko so bili poleg 529 km 4 metre visoke ograje na meji z Belorusijo in 356 km bodeče žice namaščeni tudi elektronski nadzorni sistemi. Za namene mejne infrastrukture na beloruskem odseku je skupaj porabila 152 milijona evrov. Ozadje gradnje mejne ograje pojasni sogovorec.
Yeah, so it was built in response to the influx of mass influx of migrants in 2021, summer 21, has been swiftly decided to proceed with constructing such a fence, even though there were reticence from EU and other partners. However, Lithuania decided to finance the fence from its own account, and the neighbors followed. So the fence has been erected later in Latvia, for example, to follow Lithuanian example. But so far there is no endorsement, there is no statement supporting such actions from the EU. So Lithuania contracted private contractors to build the fence, and it didn't take long. By the beginning of 2022, the fence was in place already.
Visoka in trdno zastražena meja predstavlja simbol hladnih odnosov med državama. Ti so se stopnjevali zlasti leta 2021, ko je na meje Litve, Poljske in Latvije iz Belorusije začelo prihajati povečano število ljudi, večinoma z Bližnjega vzhoda in Afrike. Na letališču v Minsku je pristalo več prostornih letal iz Bagdada in Istanbula. Beloruski neodvisni novinarji so ob svoji takratni preverbi letališča trdili, da je bila večina potnikov, ki so prispeli iz Iraka in Turčije, moških, starih od 30 do 50 let, ki sta jih pričakali dve potovalni agenciji. V imenu nenadzorovanih prehodov je latvijska vlada od 10. avgusta 2021 za 3 mesece razglasila izredne razmere na 4 obmejnih območjih, s čimer je uvedla nova pravila o upravljanju migracij. Kakšna je siceršna praksa ravnanja z migranti v Litvi, natančneje pojasni Sotkauskas.
Lithuania since 2021 has endorsed the pushback policy, so every person who enters Lithuania on the border is considered as an instrumentalized threat from Belarus and is pushed back to Belarus. So in fact, limiting the right to apply for asylum. The law envisaged the individual consideration of each single situation, but so far failed to provide any criteria, and in general, people who enter Lithuania through the border are being pushed back regardless of their country of residence or any other individual situations.
Če bo meddržavno sodišče litvansko tožbo sprejelo v svojo pristojnost, bo to velik korak naprej, ne zgolj za sankcioniranje beloruskih dejanj, temveč tudi za razumevanje in ustrezno postopanje v primeru tovrstnih praks v prihodnosti. Gre namreč za bojevanje dveh držav. Prva za doseganje svojih ciljev na meje pošilja nedolžne skupine ljudi, druga pa pred temi ljudmi gradi zid in jih odriva nazaj v nemogoče razmere. Offside je pripravila vajenka Izabela, zraven je posedal Tilan.